Are you ready to unlock the keys to your inner world? Welcome to the Soul Keys Podcast, where we will explore the transformative power of manifesting, intuition development, energy healing, and so much more. Each week, we're going to dive into topics like oracle card readings, spiritual hypnosis, and practical techniques that will help you access the inner wisdom that's always been within you. My name is Kelly T. Smith. I'm the author of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards, the Guiding Light Oracle Cards, and my newest deck, Signs from the Universe. Join me as we embark on a journey of self-discovery and manifest the life that you truly desire. Be sure to check back every Sunday for new episodes. Let's get started. Welcome to this episode of Navigating Our Way Through Faith, Connection, and Purpose in Challenging Times. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and I am excited to announce that I am relaunching the Soul Keys podcast, and there will be a new episode every Sunday. Also, keep an eye out for my blog at soulsearchingzone.com/blog so that you can receive the bonus that I'm going to be sharing specifically for the listeners of today's podcast. I've created a tool for you, so I will announce at the end where to go so that you can get that. Let's go ahead and get started. Key number one, a message to the spiritual community in times like these. There are truly no words that can appropriately describe the grief, fear, and sheer panic that many of us are holding in our hearts right now. We are experiencing from one day to the next new devastating news that's taking place in the United States. Many of us are feeling like we are in an alternate universe as we watch as our basic human rights and the basic human rights of the people that we love are being challenged in the worst possible ways. Those of us that are on a spiritual path and in the metaphysical community feel a deep calling, a yearning to understand what we can do and how we can help. We are empaths. We are the sensitive souls, deeply connected to the collective consciousness. We feel the suffering of our communities and we refuse to turn a blind eye. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and it's easy to be paralyzed by fear, for us to retreat into a doom-scrolling frenzy. But I genuinely believe that our connection to Source, to all that is, calls us not to escape, but to engage with compassion, wisdom, and purpose. We are not powerless in the face of these challenges. Our unique understanding of inner connectedness, our ability to quiet the mind and listen for guidance from a higher power, these are spiritual gifts, strengths that we can share with others. We may not all be politicians or activists, and many of us feel lost when it comes to the intricacies of government. But that doesn't diminish the value of our contribution, the power of our voice. So if you're called to activism right now, it's because you're aligned with that path. And that is a beautiful gift, and we need you to share it. But if you're feeling lost, just know that each person's contributions in times like this is vastly different and equally important. If you're a caregiver like myself, Cancer Moon here, then you might be called to extend your nurturing abilities by creating safe spaces where love and compassion radiate. Share resources, build supportive communities. We can each discover our unique gifts and put them to use for greater good. If you're a storyteller, start a blog that inspires and uplifts and unites. If you're an inventor, create something that makes life easier for others right now. If you have a hobby, teach it to others. If you have resources to share those resources. Help people find joy and solace during distressing times. One of the messages that I keep receiving from my higher self, from Source, is that what we need right now is each other. We need every single person to do what they do naturally, but with an even greater intention, expanding the reach of their gifts to everyone who might need them. Perhaps you're a teacher or a childcare provider, both absolute treasures in times like these. Find a way to do what you are called to do, but this time ask the question, how can I be of service to others around me? This is how we find connection. This is how we hold on to faith, by offering our unique gifts to the world, by supporting one another, and by remembering that even in the darkest times, the light of human connection can and will shine through. Key number two, understanding the bigger picture from a spiritual perspective. From a metaphysical perspective, we understand that everything is energy. The chaos that we see in the external world is a reflection of the shadow within the collective consciousness. Fear, anger, hate, racism, greed, and the pursuit of power create an energetic ripple that manifests as conflict and oppression. A dear friend of mine recently reminded me that this energy, while it is currently magnified, has always been here on this planet. Source revealed to me through prayer and meditation that we are in a collective tower moment. By tower moment, I'm referencing the tarot card. This is an energy that represents an old energy that Earth can no longer sustain. It is outdated, it's an outdated way of being, and as a collective, we have outgrown it. This energy is dying away, and it's making way for a new path, a new way, causing old systems to collapse so new foundations can emerge. And we're experiencing that right now, and it's scary. We can greatly assist with this energetic shift by remembering that when our thoughts, emotions, and intentions are in harmony, they align and powerfully shape our reality. This conscious alignment empowers us to influence even the most challenging situations, but first on a spiritual plane, and then we will see it manifest on the physical plane. So please, do not underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer is directing energy through source and surrendering and aligning with the divine will. We are not in this alone. There is a higher power that works through us and with us to create miracles. We are not passive observers. We are active co-creators, co-creating with source. I have so many examples of the power of prayer. I want to share a story about the power of prayer, especially in difficult times. So in my area, back in 2020, our downtown area was experiencing riots and break-ins, and our local businesses were paying the price. It was heartbreaking. And at this particular part of the city, it was really special to me and a dear friend of mine, who was also an amazing healer. We had a lot of memories. We spent a lot of time there. The rioting had been going on for days, and things were starting to get worse. We were both upset about it, as I'm sure many, many people around us were. And we got very, very strong guidance to work together to send healing energy and prayer to that area. So we did. We prayed together and pictured a giant, beautiful blanket of unconditional love energy covering the whole area. We held that image for a little while, and then something amazing happened. In the middle of the night, the rioters just left, and the very next day, it was all over, just like that. Now, some people might say it was just a coincidence, but I've experienced this way too many times to count. And for me, it's just a reminder of the incredible power of prayer and the importance of holding faith, even when things look and feel hopeless. So remember to use your spiritual tools. Remember to use your visualization to center in your heart, to radiate peaceful energy as much as you can, while also working through any fear or sadness that you are experiencing at this time. Because that is the power of being a light for others as you work through everything that you're feeling on an energetic level and you clear it and you radiate a higher vibration. That is how we can help each other and the world around us. Key number three, practical action steps for the spiritual community. So what can we do? How can we as a spiritual community translate our understanding, our spiritual gifts, into meaningful action? Here are some practical steps that we can take. Number one, self-care and energy maintenance. Now, I know that this seems counterintuitive, but trust me, when the world is in chaos, it is absolutely essential for you to take care of yourself as much as you can. Spirit gave me the metaphor of trying to help people on a boat that is sinking. You cannot assist them by joining them on their boat, but you can, however, maintain your own boat so that when the timing is right for you, you can be of assistance to the ones on the sinking boat. For right now, use that feeling of overwhelm as a guidepost for self-care. Take a step back from anything and everything that's causing you to spin your wheels. Get out of your head and come back into balance. You can move your body, take walks, drink lots of water, make time for prayer, meditation, grounding, centering, eat clean. Do anything that helps you go within and become present so that you can be in tune with any guidance that's trying to come through for you. Number two, engage in conscious activism. Activism doesn't always mean marching in the streets, though that can be powerful too. It can mean writing letters to your representatives, signing petitions, donating to organizations supporting human rights, or simply having respectful conversations with people who hold different views. Choose actions that align with your values and capacity. Every action, no matter how small, can make a difference. Remember that everything you do has a rippling effect. Number three, share your gifts. Bring together all of your values, all of your passions, strengths, and gifts, and allow yourself to find a way to share them with others. Even if you're thinking, who am I or what do I have to help at a time like this? You need to understand that you're limiting yourself from being a vessel for the greater good. Open your mind and trust and believe in yourself and your guidance. Number four, we can support organizations that are making a difference. Many organizations are working tirelessly to protect human rights around the world. You can donate your time, your money, or resources to support their efforts. Make sure you research organizations carefully to ensure that they're aligned with your values and that they're making a tangible impact. Number five, practice compassion, which I'm sure you already do. But at a time like this, we find ourselves just drowning and spinning in everything that we're feeling. And when we come back to our center, we can remember that the people around us are experiencing shock, fear, and confusion. So if you know someone that is needing support in regards to something that is happening to them or around them, and you can help in any way that feels guided and feels balanced, heed that guidance when it feels good, because Source, God, and the universe always uses open-hearted people as a vessel to perform miracles for other people. Remember that. Number six, this is a big one. Hold the vision, and therefore holding the vibration of the vision of the world you want to live in. Remember the power of consciousness and understand that right now we are choosing the earth that we want to build from this moment forward. We are choosing the earth that we want to live in from this moment forward through our vibration, through what we are focusing on, and through our visualization. So visualize a world where human rights are respected, where justice prevails, and where all human beings are treated with dignity and compassion. Hold this vision in your heart and let it guide your actions. We're living in a pivotal moment in human history right now. As humanitarians who deeply care about the world that we live in and the people who live in it, we have a responsibility to use our gifts and talents to create a more loving and compassionate world. As healers, intuitives, and energy workers, let us remember that we live in a multidimensional universe, and it is not our job to try and predict the future. Because sometimes that can actually lead to creating the future we think we see. Instead, we should vow to powerfully and collectively create the future we want to see by envisioning it with complete and total unwavering faith. Then allow divine guidance to speak to you directly through your intuition for the next right action steps. Let us have the courage to speak our truths, to create positive change, and to build communities that value and support everyone. We are light workers. We are the healers. We're the change makers. And together, we can make a difference. I love you all. Okay, so thank you for tuning into today's episode of Navigating Our Way Through Faith, Connection, and Purpose in Challenging Times. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and you can always learn more about me at www.intuitivelifecoachingwithkellyadd.com. But also, I have created a spiritual hypnosis for everyone listening to this episode today called The Healing Tree. This is something I was guided to do to help you ground, because right now we're feeling very overwhelmed. So if you'd like to tap into some of this healing energy through this meditation and this spiritual journey, you can find it on my blog at www.soulsearchingzone.com/blog. And also it will be on my YouTube channel. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I'm going to start doing weekly energy messages and drawing cards for people on a weekly basis. I'm also going to do more hypnotherapy on there. And of course, I'm going to do an episode of Soul Keys podcast once a week. Again, thank you so much for listening.